Hello, this is Laura Lee Martin with Seeds of Inspiration, a ministry of Seedlings of Faith. We could research a virtual tomb on the mind of Christ. Some of the people we respect the most have written books and Bible studies and commentaries on the subject. Yet where do we start to research what stirs God? In the Old Testament, we find vivid and lengthy descriptions of God stirred by anger or justice. But is that all that stirs God? Is our God so shallow and unfaceted as that? I don't think so. I think one of the best illustrations of what stirs God is the story of creation. Genesis chapters 1 and 2. God is an infinite, all-sufficient being that creates life by speaking it into existence. There is no being created by God that rivals the intense and awesome creativity of God himself. Leonardo da Vinci, Einstein, Benjamin Franklin can have a nod and a wave, but nothing created by the mind and hand of God compares. Open up your Bible and read those first two chapters of Genesis. Be in awe of creation. Walk outside. View the river. Look at your yard in full bloom. Be in awe. Then be in awe of his creation of you. Could this be his creation of whom he said, "This is very good," is what stirs God? It would seem that the answer lies here somewhere. For how could we, in all of our differences, be made in the image of God? If it not be for this simple conclusion, that each one of us is somehow the thing that stirs him.